It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has charged a former Michigan State Police officer with second-degree murder. Mark Bessner fired his taser from a patrol car during a chase in Detroit this summer. The taser struck 15-year-old Damon Grimes, who was fleeing police on an ATV. He crashed the vehicle and died. Bessner later resigned. A state police spokesman says the murder charge is appropriate in this case. Jack, were you surprised by this outcome?
Well, I'm not surprised there's charges of something. I thought it might be manslaughter, but it's second-degree murder, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if you end up having a plea bargain or conviction on manslaughter charges, sort of one rung down. Prosecutor Worthy is making a statement that kids' lives matter, everybody's life matters, and there's really no place for cowboy tactics in dealing with such situations. Now, of course, this officer hasn't been convicted, and he's innocent until proven guilty, but if, as they say, he kind of recklessly shot this kid with a taser, even when he was misbehaving with a car, I mean, other people could have been killed, it could have been a dangerous situation, this child lost his life, so I'm not surprised very much at all.
Lansing has put the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority on notice. Jack, you and Michigan Radio have written about problems at the authority before, including its struggle to replace its CEO, questionable dealings with subcontractors, conflicts of interest among board members. This week, the State Department of Health and Human Services warned the authority its certification would be at stake and said to expect an on-site review after the new year. What could the Detroit Wayne Mental Health Authority's problems mean for the whole system?
Well, I'm not sure how this relates to the whole system, but there's certainly a mess there. As you mentioned, I did a couple essays on this earlier when Tom Watkins refused to accept reappointment because of the shenanigans at the board, some of whom clearly had a conflict of interest. Then Tracy Samilton has done some absolutely magnificent reporting on this issue since then. What happens is you have an organization that became an independent authority, but that still had trappings of the old cronyist Wayne County days of doing business. I would guess that those board members are not going to be very happy that the state is looking into it, but I think it's long overdue. But I don't know that you can extrapolate from this to other counties' mental health authorities.
It's no secret that Detroit is trying to woo Amazon into building its second headquarters in the Motor City. This week, we found out some of the details of the city's bid to the retail giant, which Crane's Detroit Business got a hold of. The proposal includes extensive tax breaks for 30 years, more than $100 million in job training funds. The company would get to keep its employees' income taxes for 10 years. Jack, what would all of these benefits for Amazon mean for the city itself?
It's hard to say, and, you know, there is a long pattern of giving companies big tax breaks to come and with dubious benefits, but it would mean a lot of jobs. I do have to say that I think the chances of Amazon coming to Detroit are about the same chances of my appearing in the NBA at age 65 and 5'8", but one never knows. It's possible they might come to the Detroit metropolitan area, the site of the old, now-demolished Pontiac Silverdome. We don't know, but I think that it would mean a lot of jobs, and that's what Detroit needs more than anything else. Detroit's problem is Amazon presumably wants a large space of dedicated area, 100, 500 acres or more, and Detroit doesn't have that. It has little tiny parcels, and that's a big problem.
Finally, Jack, this is our last week in review for 2017. What New Year's resolutions would you like to see Michigan make for 2018?
Well, as I've said before, of course, it's an election year, and my bottom line is that you should always vote for people who put your kids' interest ahead of your own. People like me have had a chance to have a good life in the state. It's harder for today's kids, and I think we should be concerned about that.
All right, Jack. Well, I wish you all the best in the new year.
And I want to remind you, Rebecca, that those flashing disco balls are out of style.
Good to know. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.